hopefully this will be a benefit to every corner of the county, but I know most locally in my own area, the likes of the Illies National School and Bridgend National School are not included on the Withergriddon route. And when that happens, when buses can't get to those schools, we know that, first of all, children will miss out on a day or more of education, but also it can impact then on hundreds of families where parents then can't go to work that day. They may have to stay at home and care for the children for the day. That could then have a knock-on effect in businesses and throughout the county. So it has huge ramifications when a school closes. So I've asked that we would prioritise and endeavour to prioritise all roads in front of schools in the Withergriddon section. And hopefully that review will take place as soon as possible.
We hear time and time again that Donegal is the forgotten county, and we don't want rural Donegal to further suffer.
Absolutely not. And Donegal, I think, is the highest road network per head of population. So we do have a huge piece of work to do. And I think at this moment in time, 18% of the roads are covered by the Withergriddon schedule. But I think we can go just that little bit extra, those handful of schools that are left out, and where the closure of the schools becomes a regular occurrence each winter. We don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that our schools can continue to operate during the cold spell. So I know we're not out of the cold spell just yet. There will be more wintry weather coming, but hopefully when we get this review as soon as possible, we'll ensure that these schools won't have to close in future.